Good morning to all of you. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church. I want to draw your attention in our call to worship this morning to Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15, verse of scripture that I'm sure many of you have memorized through the years. It says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful." I'm reflecting just in my own personal devotions on themes related to Thanksgiving in the Bible as we approach the Thanksgiving season. And of course, we ought to be thankful year-round, not just at Thanksgiving time. But there are some things that are linked together in the Word of God when it comes to Thanksgiving. And one of the ways in which we are able to give thanksgiving to God is because we have the peace of God in our hearts. If there's one thing that stands out in this world today is that there's no peace of God in the hearts of men. Unbelievable things that are happening around the world. There are all of a sudden a major uprising in Chile. And they've had rioting, deaths as a result of that, and no one saw that coming. It was happening. They've got other situations that are happening around the world that are just flashpoints waiting to happen. And the reason that is because, first of all, God doesn't rule in their hearts. And secondly, because God doesn't rule in their hearts, peace cannot rule. Because peace is a result of the presence of the Holy Spirit in the heart and life of the believer. But that whole idea of let the peace of God rule. We, of course, run a soccer program, and referees have to make rulings all the time on the field. And sometimes coaches don't like it. Sometimes parents don't like it. They especially don't like it when you say a goal didn't score when they saw the ball go through the net. And they said, "Yay, our team scored." I said, "No, that doesn't count because that was an indirect kick." Well, that doesn't mean anything to anybody. But to a referee, it means a lot, because it has to be touched by a second person and before it can be counted, before it goes in the goal. And people get all upset. I get phone calls, texts. "That referee took away a point." No, he didn't. I happen to know that situation, and that was an indirect kick. You have to have two people touch that. "Well, you should put that in the rules." Well, it is in the rules. Thank you for not reading. It's just a vicious cycle of a merry-go-round. But anyway, rule. That means take charge and follow the instructions of. Rule. And what's supposed to rule in the believer's heart? Peace. Peace. When you get agitated, let the peace of God rule in your heart. When you start to worry and you're filled with anxiety and you don't know how things are going to turn out and you get yourself all worked up, let the peace of God rule. You see, you're the one that stands in the way. I'm the one that stands in the way of the peace of God ruling. It's because I've got other things going on. And so the believer is challenged here. Just let the peace of God rule in your hearts. And be what? And be thankful. Oh, when you let the peace of God rule and dominate and control, boy, the spirit of thanksgiving naturally flows, because then you can see the hand of God. When you don't let peace rule, you can't see the hand of God because you're blocking it. They're blocking it from unfolding and giving you a thankful spirit. And so may God help us this morning to allow, and not only this morning, but throughout the day and every day of the week, let the peace of God rule in our hearts.